that leads to something else, but that is often the case. And as far as my stuff, we had lost power on Saturday, and about 6:30 in the morning, and didn't come back until 12:30. So DJ got to make coffee for everybody on the stovetop, cooked the kids chicken noodle soup on the stovetop for lunch, and anyway, it came back on, place started warming up, before it got too cold in here, we had to put on some long sleeve shirts, but wasn't too bad. I had not decided to go put the mud boots on and go get the generator out of the barn type thing. Not quite that cold yet. But anyway, that's that. So I missed a day at work, which is rare, and ended up with 28 missed phone calls and 8 messages that I had to call back come Monday morning. But anyway, that's that. At least we ain't working now. So send it back to the net. KG5, QEZ.
Oh, good old pileups at work. Gotta love them. And then getting through them as you work through the previous day and the current day's work. So more power to you there, DJ, and glad that all got taken care of, and hopefully spring will finally spring itself and stick around for a little longer than 2 or 3 days, and that looks to be the event. So we will wait it out and see. Mr. Al, KJ4FUH.
This is KJ4FUH. I don't have a whole lot going on. I got my $3,000 big Jeep, Jeep Grand Cherokee, the $3,000 worth. It runs perfectly, doesn't use oil. It's got one problem, and that is I can't turn off the fresh air vent. Anyway, I got to fix that, but that takes the dashboard apart to get to it. I don't know whether I'll fix it or not. Anyway, that's all I got. This is KJ4FUH.
Awesome deal, Mr. Al. Good luck with the Jeep. And you can't go wrong. They're always something fun to play around with anyhow. Let's see. Peter, are you still with us? AG5 at Delta Bravo.
I am, Chris and Annette. This is Peter, AG5 Delta Bravo. Yeah, I went to get some yard work done this afternoon with the weather, and can't believe it's just going to dip down again this weekend. On DMR, I don't know. Sometimes it's great. I think the main thing is just the introductory, you know, the price point is just so appealing. And the issue I find is, you know, there's only such a big pie, and if you want to go divide up that pie, you get everyone everywhere. So like what Al says, you know, hopefully it's like format wars or before, something will come out dominant. And last I recall, I think DMR is dominant to a certain extent in terms of traffic, and it's fantastic for, you know, those of us who are, you know, if you travel around. I'm sure like Quincy does, a couple of us do, and that's number one. Helps you get in touch back with folks that you know, number one. Number two is, you know, for hams in situations where they can't necessarily get on HF or have to move to somewhere they can't get on HF, it's still a way to stay connected to the amateur radio fraternity. So that's my take on that. And if Victor's still listening on CW, maybe about time you should start something. A local CW net. There's a bunch of us kind of need the kick in the pants to get all that moving on. Anyways, hey, Chris, thanks for doing the net. And, last thing for Chad, if he was looking for a battery for his 390, I just ordered one for my 380, and I think the 390s on eBay, they're less than $20 shipped. You know, they're all 14 to $18 shipped, so it's around there. Anyway, Chris, thanks for doing the net. Back to you. This is AG5DB.
KZ5TIQ. Awesome deal, Peter, and thanks for the info on the battery there. And hopefully that'll help them out just a little bit. Mr. Elliot, KF5VMJ.
KF5VMJ. I wish I had more to talk about around here. We've all been pretty sick for the last week, but Before that, I did get most of my tile done. I got done what I'm willing to do right now until my knees and hands and everything recover. And we may try it again up in the summer to finish the kitchen, and I've got one more kind of family room to do. Right now, just relaxing, kind of playing with some old computers and doing stuff. Everybody have a good week, and see everyone on Saturday. KF5 VMJ.
Awesome deal, and I feel your pain. So, I want you to get those fingerprints back and some movement in the phalanges there. It'll be just enough time to wreck them again. So, best of luck to you on that. Can't say that I envy you. I'm glad mine's over, and about ready to sell all my tools so the wife can't have me do anything else as far as tile goes. Alrighty, let's see, Mr. Galen, WX5MOR, are you still with us?
KC5, yeah, Q from WX5MOR, good evening. I am still here, still hanging out in the back room, and been working on updating my Go Box here the last couple of weeks. I've had the case and my 2 meter and my FT857 already mounted in a power supply in a drawer, but I've now added the dedicated coax connections on the back of the case, and it's completely powered by through Anderson power pole connectors, and I've got that going. And I have a power pole port on the front and one on the back, so I can import either power from the power supply, a battery, or solar through the power gate. And then on the front, I have a power pole out, a USB out, and a cool little digital voltmeter, ammeter on it. And I'm short a speaker, and I've got some little odds and ends to do to it. Which brings me to my question that I kind of raised on the other net. Maybe looking to replace my 270 rig on it. The one I'm using is actually my original rig, an IACOM 3220. Great service, but doesn't have any digital modes. So I've thought about replacing it and taking my 3220 and throwing it with the power supply and just making a very small grab-and-go type thing as opposed to my big go kit. But I don't know what digital mode to put in it. I have a D-Star mobile that's in my pickup, and I've messed with D-Star a little bit. I've got a little one of the DV4 Minis with the Ambi feature, the dongles, that I've used some, and of course the Ambi side of it doesn't work very well. Now the manufacturer, the folks that are in charge of it, tried first of all to tell me it wouldn't get enough power through the USB port, and I needed to power one of those, and that made it work about a third of the time. Since then, I've been able to measure the voltage on my USBs, and they're fine. That's not the issue, so it's their stuff. But I do not have DMR with the capital D, so I've been debating maybe buying a radio that has that in it. But I need one that also supports my Part 90 activities, so it needs to be able to hit some of the public safety stuff. So, looking for guidance on that. Break. And I got one more thing. Break. Yeah, I didn't see this until I was done with the AriesNet, or I probably would have said it there. I thought it was interesting. I got an email today from Eddie Manley, K5EMS up in Ponca City. He's the Oklahoma ARRL governmental liaison. And he had submitted an amendment to his local representative a couple of years ago on the texting bill. And he says instead of filing it, his representative sent it to the Attorney General for an opinion. And the questions that they presented was, number one, is ham radio an electronic? Spelling here. Electronic communications device as defined in the Section 47 state statute. And then two is the use of a, quote, ham radio while operating a motor vehicle prohibited by 47 OS. They apparently got the official opinion of the Attorney General back, which basically is law until overturned in court. And they've decided that under 47 OS, blah, 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 the only amateur radios that are handheld and capable of manually transmitting text-based messages qualify as, quote, electronic communications devices. Further, number two, then, the only use of an amateur radio that is prohibited by that is manually composing, sending, or reading a text-based message while operating a moving motor vehicle. And that's signed by Mike Hunter, the Attorney General of Oklahoma. Short version is, it appears that the law that prohibits use of certain electronic communications devices in a moving vehicle, like texting from your car, ham radio appears to be pretty much exempt unless you're doing something like maybe entering some sort of D-Star or DMR written message. It certainly appears to me that just talking on your microphone is fine. Which is good, because that also would apply to public safety and so on. So, anyway, thought I would share that email I got from Eddie today. And, gosh, been a busy day getting ready to bore some 2-inch concrete holes, having a company do that in my office tomorrow, which means I get to move a whole bunch of the stuff in my office and, more importantly, in my equipment room where my radio stuff is. So it looks like it'll be a busy day tomorrow. Everybody have a good evening. Thanks, Chris. Doing a great job with the net tonight. WX5MLR.
KC5TIQ. Awesome, Mr. Galen. I appreciate the information, and I'm sure it's helped out quite a few of us here with the background there on what's going on. And you're right. Myself working in public safety, that would definitely hinder us in a lot of our endeavors during our job. And anyhow, yep, we'll see where everything lands as far as the radio for your go box. IC7100, there you go. And Part 90, Motorola. As soon as they get some good DMR stuff out there. Anyhow, yeah, I'm not sure what radio would be Part 90 compliant and without license. Anyhow, we'll move on down to Mr. Ed, AG5 at Delta Vickers. And nothing hurt. We put it down to one and done. And Mr. Ken, KF5HWB. How about Mr. Mike, KG5SSU? All right, well, that is the list as I have it. And we thank everybody for participating in tonight's net, because without you, we would not have a net. Again, we'd like to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater. At this time, we'll say goodnight, 73. This is your alternate net host, Chris, KC5PIQ, and we now return this frequency to normal amateur use, whatever that is, KC5PIQ.
Late check-in.
Let's get a late check-in. Late Mr. Visitor check-in, call Net Control, KC5PIQ.
Roger, Chris. Sorry about that. I've been sitting here listening, and I finally decided to check in real quick. I've been out working on a couple of things. Whiskey Bravo 5 at Quebec, John here, and I just wanted to let everybody know that Belton turned out to be all I thought it would be. Very, very fun. Bought some nice equipment, sold an equivalent amount of nice equipment, and just had a great time. So anytime somebody wants to do something different, try Belton out. It's usually a week before Green Country. So if one time you don't want to go to Green Country, go to Belton, and then the next year do what I'm going to do, do vice versa. So that way you get to experience all the different aspects. But that's what I've got, Chris. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Sorry about being late.
Not a problem, John. We got you in there, and thank you for the information. I did not have the opportunity to go to Belton as I wanted to, but it's best, definitely going to be on my bucket list each year to make it down that way. So, once again, we appreciate you being here and participating in tonight's event. We'll go ahead and return this back to normal amateur use. KC5PIQ.
CX5MOR. Galen, you there? This is Peter, AG5DB.
Hey, Peter. WX5MOR, yeah. Sitting here with the go box sitting up on the guest bed and my feet up on it as well.
Hey, really nice pictures you posted there, and yeah, I had it all in drips and drabs, and about time to get a sort of a go box together as well. Got a quick question. Now that you mentioned Saturdays, the Special Olympics, because this is the first year, I think, my son with the scouting, he'll be volunteering at the scouting, and, well, two things. Number one, do you know, so on your site, the comms, that's with the CERT team, and then number two, any updates on how the weather's going to affect it?
Oh, cool. Yeah, I knew there were going to be scouts there. I think my college roommate, who's now back in town, he's going to volunteer with us on the radio side, but I think he was also, I think maybe one of his troops is going to go. But no, it's the old REACT team, actually. We've had a REACT team here since, the current version has been around since about 78, 79. I was one of the founders of my college roommate, and so on. We actually use GMRS and have had a GMRS repeater up for years and years and years. We'll be direct there, but... yeah, it'll be the REACT guys running comms. And I don't know about the weather. I haven't heard from the organizer yet. Normally, if it's going to be really bad, they'll either just totally move it indoors, or sometimes when they've had inclement weather, they cancel it. They try not to do that because, you know, obviously that's a very important thing in the lives of some of those kids. It's the only chance they get out to do stuff. So, yeah, we've had thunderstorms. In fact, we've had severe storms, which is really interesting since that normally requires me to be somewhere else, but fortunately I have somebody back. So I don't know what they'll do. We'll know a little, probably tomorrow or Thursday, we'll probably know a little better.
Okay, React and CERT. I keep mixing all of that up. Yeah, we'll see how. We're still finalizing. Morning, afternoon, all. He might be there the whole session. But and then if I'm there, would be. I'm going to see how my schedule is as well. So, hold on. You are running. You're running the. Are you running the Midwest City, the GMRS 550 repeater?
No, we have a 675 repeater up on Walker Tower.
Well, I didn't even realize. Is that okay? That's I take closed open repeater and on Walker Tower.
Yeah, it's in theory it's closed. We, you know, honestly, we don't use it all that much anymore. We used to use it a ton. But some of the memberships drifted away, and some of the comms have gone elsewhere, and you know, there's some of us that hang out on ham now. But yeah, we've got a 675 repeater that's been at the tower, on top of the radio tower, on top of Walker Tower for, gosh, we must have put it up in 1980, 81, somewhere in there, and it's run like a champ.
I've been a member of Dean since 87 or 88, and it was there then.
We'll be there 8-ish and something like that, and pop by and say hi, and that's that. But almost forgot about the this weekend's activity. And on your go box there, I guess you got a I might have missed in your post. You got a integrated some kind of charge control for solar to battery as well, I presume.
I've got a West Mountain power gate on it.
Okay, that's my follow-up question. I guess that's about the I won't say gold standard, but at least that's the seems to everyone points to that West Mountain radios, that charge and the automatic switchover and everything else, that seems to be pretty bulletproof.
Yeah, I haven't had it. I've only had that piece of equipment in a week or two, and I haven't really messed with it other than having it, you know, in circuit with my power supply. I haven't tried it with the battery or the solar charger yet. But yeah, I try when I do this stuff. I try and you know, get the better equipment if I can. You know, for what I want to try and use it for. You know, I need it to work when it, you know, when I need it, it needs to work.
Got it. What about solar panel? You got that all figured out yet?
No, not really. That's kind of a project for down the road. Very like, I do have one. I've got a little portable Gold Zero, one that I picked up several years ago. But, you know, in terms of being serious with the solar, I haven't really gotten to that point yet.
All righty. Well, if you want, yeah, it's a little pricey, but take a look at Power Film. It's spelled the way it is, Power and Film, Power Film Solar. Made in the U.S., and it's pretty amazing. Unfortunately, they really do want a pretty penny for it. I've only got the small 13-watt roll-up, but they're all roll-up of really, really light. You're talking, seriously, a fifth to a sixth the weight of your traditional solar panel, but I got one for camping and hiking. It's about the only one that, you know, when they put 13 watts, it's about the only one that actually puts out, you know, what it advertises when I put it next to a the Gold Zero 15 and some other 15 watt panels that I, you know, was comparing side by side. But anyway, I thought I'll just throw that in.
Yeah, cool deal. Thank you. I was getting ready to start the Aries Net tonight, I realized that the one thing that I don't have on my kit we'll have to rectify that. I don't have a clock on it.
Yep, you need one of those. Yeah, now there's a couple of different options there for you. Anyways, hey, thanks for your time. I got to go attend to the family and kids here for a bit in a bit, but appreciate the short chat and the info, and catch you for a bit on Saturday morning.
And very good. Good conversation. Thanks for the shout. WX5MOR.
Hey, no problem, man. Thanks for the info on your setup there. Take care. Good night. 73 AG5 DB. Clear.
Okay, good.
Hey, Jeff.
Sir.
Do you remember off the top of your head about how deep that shelf is up in the press box? It's only 18 inches or something like that, isn't it?
I don't. Yeah, something like that. It ain't very deep. I don't. I can't tell you exactly how deep it is.
I have to figure something out, because my go kit or go box is a little bit deeper. I'm sure whether it'll fit on that shelf. Otherwise, if we can get it up there, of course, it's going to be, I'm going to have to put it on a two-wheeler to lug it up the stairs, because it's a little bit heavy for going up third of the top. But, we'll see. If I can get it up there, I think you'll enjoy operating off of it.
Have you done it different than what it was?
don't believe you've seen this one. I took it out of that suitcase-looking thing. Oh, I don't know, last fall, Christmas Eve, whenever. I've got it in a, actually in a 8U Gator case that's like full rack.
Oh, okay, I see. No, I have not seen it since then.
You're on the Scars page. Well, you're either on the Scars page or you're friends with me. Take a look on Facebook. I posted a picture of it a day or two ago.
I'm on the Scarf Facebook page, at least. I need to get that fixed, I guess.
You're still Facebook friends with me. I posted it on my own page, too, so I think. Anyway. Yeah, in fact, I put it there first and shared it to the Scarf page.
Roger. All righty. I'll look for it, and we'll see there. For sure. Heck, I don't get on the, I barely get on my Facebook page anymore. Most of the stuff I get or look at, I get through email and through connections. I need to start getting on a little, even on that, on mine a little bit more often than I do.
Yeah, it's, you know, that little suitcase box I had just, if it had been about an inch or two bigger each direction, it would have been just fine. But, you know, I had the cables were kind of crimped coming out of the back, and, yeah, just wasn't quite, plus the box would start to fall apart, so, this one certainly won't fly. If it falls apart, we've got bigger problems. So, it's got all my equipment mounted properly, and it's got more air around it. It's got a true power supply, rack-mounted power supply on the top, so all the heat goes up, so it shouldn't affect my radios. It's got a two-rack unit high sliding drawer, so I can keep my my clipboard and my notebook that has all of my Commel stuff in it, so it's a pretty good deal. I need to, when I get this one perfected, I think I'm going to try and do the same thing with a couple of my work radios and build one for work.
Yeah. Oh. No. Whether I find it beforehand or not, I know I'll see it.